On the rare occasion, when you get a quiet minute, and I know those are few and far between, but when you do, does your mind ever wander? Mine goes nuts. Here's an example. How on earth did the first guy look at a brown, lumpy thing on the ground, looking very much like, scat, and think, you know, I'm going to eat that? I mean, really, how do you look at a potato and say, give me more of that? The same holds true for, say, pecans or any other nut for that matter. How do you see that lying on the ground and think, let's eat that? Who looked at the first iguanodon or whatever and said, you know, if I take that sucker and put a stick in it, spin it around over a fire, that'll be yummy. I can keep going. I mean, at what point do you look at a mushroom, even smell it, that musty smell of a mushroom, throw it in a pot? So much of what we eat, let's be honest, just looks nasty. In Japan and China, some of the oldest cultures in the world, they use raw ginger. That stuff looks like a cross-section of brain. The expression goes, necessity is the mother of invention. When you're hungry, you eat what you got. But I would be hard-pressed to dive into some of the more rustic delicacies. I understand waste not, want not, but haggis? Nah. I do like black and white pudding, which amounts to blood sausage, but it still staggers me to imagine the guy that looked into the first cow, what was left of a cow, and said to himself, now if I take this part, and then I get this part, and I take all this, and I grind it up, and I put it in this, hey, kids, soup's on! I then, as I was thinking, took it a step further. So all that gross stuff I just mentioned wasn't doing it for Ugg the caveman. So he picked up some whitish clear rocks, a leaf or two, and some bark, and cooked it all together. Of course I'm talking about salt, herbs, and spices, like cinnamon. But how does that happen? It's got to be a mindset, because I don't think I've ever gone into my backyard and said, nom 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 nom, I'm going to have some of that tree. I'm sure glad old Ugg was adventurous, because in reality, I like most of what I just mentioned. But I don't think I have the wherewithal to be the first guy to see that and then try it. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.